once a woman started to say it, like, you know what I mean? That's where you really gotta stop her in terms of if you know that you're not gonna have any definite plan. Because at the end of the day, you can't have it all, you know?
Yeah.
By trying to have it all, you'll be the one at the end that's, you know what I mean? It's gonna be pretty much miserable. So if you think that, and there's a process now where, you know, that's true. If I can understand if you say, okay, you know, I wanna take this further, and then, okay, you know, I'm gonna make some effort to come. But the girl hasn't even come here yet. She just wanna come and say that, you know, she's gonna see your mom and talk about marriage. That's it. You know what I'm saying? To be honest, to me, it's...
Yeah, marriage is definitely a deep thing. I mean, it's something that obviously...
Isn't that something that just happens
overnight? And exactly. Definitely something that's... If it's a decision that's made overnight, something, it's a decision that you're going to have to live with for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
And no way do I want to be going through divorce and any kind of thing. No way.
You see?
No way down my resume. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Once I'm married, that's it.
That's it, yeah.
That's a new life, that's a new beginning for me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, right, I'm telling you. I really don't know what to say about the issue. Like, it's just the way she's just talking on the phone, and she's like, baby, I love you so much, you know, I want to just make this official. I think part of it stems at the fact that we haven't seen each other for so long.
Yeah,
missing me.
Most of it because situation where, you know what, you live apart, you know, in a sense that you always, when you live apart, you always almost, you know, put the person you would in a pedestal, you know what I'm saying, thinking, you think about it all the time, do your life, you imagine that it's going to be a certain way where you're going to be together, but trust me, most of the time, it's never like the last time you see each other.
Mm.
You find out, you might go there, she comes here, you know what I mean, and you realize, okay, it might be better, it might be worse, you know, but that's the thing, and I'm going to tell you something, going, saying that you're going to live, marry the woman without even living with her, it's like almost signing, almost, you know,
a death warrant, yeah.
Not even death warrant, preparing a divorce. It's like, you know that you're, because it's impossible. I mean, I'm not saying that it's impossible, but it will be extremely hard if you're somebody that is used to have his, somebody like you used to have his, like his liberty, being free, you know, and then the change is too drastic. You have to take a step at a time. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Because me, I lived with Michael, I went through that process, and it was hard. I thought that when we go through that me and her would never be together after, but, you know, destiny, you know, we ended up together, but that's the hardest test, because when I was in the state and she was in Paris, it was all good. She was flying there, you know, spending time, it was rosy. I was going there, you know, it was rosy, you know what I mean? But it was a different story when she was around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She started looking at me a different way, I started looking at her a different way, but, you know, the feeling was still there, but it's just a stressful process where you're thinking, you know what I mean? When you're thinking about something that you idealize something in your head, but you realize that that's not it. And that's marriage. The hardest thing about marriage is, you know what? It's the same thing all over and all over and all over, all over, all over, all over. How can you know that you're gonna want that same thing all over, all over, all over, you know?